Good morning, everyone. This morning, I'd like to look at the topic of living a life of service with our discipleship groups we've been doing with Mickey Brubaker. We've talked a lot about that, and so it's something that I've been thinking about. Jesus is our great example in this. In his life on earth, he showed us how to serve. His whole life was really a life of service to mankind. Acts 10:38 says, starting in, how God appointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Says there, who went about doing good. Everywhere he went, he was doing good, looking for ways to bless people. He healed the sick and gave people hope for life. And his death on the cross to bring us deliverance from sin was a huge act of service. He didn't have to do it. It was our fault that we were under sin, but he chose to come and deliver us. So we also have a call to service like Jesus has shown us. You can turn to Philippians 2, verses 3 to 7. Philippians 2, starting at verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Mind of Christ. Christ is service, and we are to have the mind of Christ, serving others like he did. If we have God's love in our hearts, we will want to serve others, and service will flow out of our lives. Verse 3 talks about that lowliness of mind, not proud, not doing service to look good, to make ourselves look good to other people, but in true love for God, serving others. There's a lot of different ways we can serve. We can serve by giving time. We can serve by giving money. And I'm going to read a verse in 1 Timothy 6. Timothy 6, verses 17 to 19. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. And as Christians in America, generally we're not wanting, we have plenty, and so I think this is speaking to us especially, that we should be willing to serve with our money when we see needs, that we wouldn't just hang on to our money, but that we would be willing to help out. Another way we can serve is by giving a listening ear when somebody wants to talk, has things to work through, that we can be there for them. And I find, at least for myself, that opportunities to serve don't usually just jump out at me. Often I have to look for them or I miss them. And just some different areas that we can serve in. We can serve at home. Jesus served in his parents' home before he started his ministry. So I think that's an important place to serve. The church, we can serve the church in prayer or helping out. Maybe one of families going through hard times or encouraging the ministry. And all those lots of different little ways that we can be of service. And we can also serve on the mission field. There's many opportunities to serve, helping the needy and preaching Christ to those that do not know him. And we should be preaching the gospel wherever we are, not necessarily just on the mission field. Often it is the less noticed things that make a bigger difference. It might look spiritual to stand on a street corner holding a big sign, but that is not what Jesus did. He built relationships with people and served them to win them. And another area in which we serve is serving our enemies. Often this is the harder place to serve. It's easier to serve those that are needy than those that have wronged us. But I'm going to read a couple verses in Luke 6 that talk about this. Luke 6, starting in verse 27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other, and him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. I think I'll stop there. So loving our enemies is not easy, but we are called to love those that have wronged us. So in conclusion, serving others brings fulfillment and advances God's kingdom. So let's look for ways to serve others as we go through our daily life. And God bless.